Good morning. It's just about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Thursday. Here with the old man on the radio, your jovial host, Bill Small, slaving over a hot microphone all day long, working hard for you, the radio listener. We're joined in the studio by Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. And how are you this morning, young lady?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. It's early yet. Things could go either way from this point. You never know. I try not to, you know, commit myself to any, it's going to be a wonderful day. And then everything just, you know. So what's new at the library?
Well, come on down to the library all month to pursue.
Well, hang on here just a second. I had to kill this thing here because I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Okay. Come on down to the library all month to participate in the Montgomery County Lego Masters Competition. The contest will be for the rest of this year with a new theme every month. Follow the Montgomery County Lego Masters Facebook page for more details and how to enter your creation. The theme for April is castles, so let's get building. And we've been upgrading the library. Come and see the brand new things to use at the Coffeyville Public Library. The ARPA grant awarded by the State Library of Kansas has aided us in the purchase of new iPads, laptops, AWE children stations, a new 3-in-1 printer for the circulation desk, and a brand new microfilm reader for the genealogy department. This project is made possible by the State Library of Kansas and the Institute of Museum and Library Services, and by a joint effort of our Library Board and Library Foundation members. And we have made a few exciting purchases for the Children's Department, so stop by and see them today. And have you seen these strange little boxes around Coffeyville? They are neighborhood library share boxes provided by the Coffeyville Public Library for your book-sharing enjoyment. The boxes are filled with books from the donation and sponsored by the public library and volunteer community members. You can add to your area share box or place an item into the share box to share the experience with others. Each share box has a variety of genres available for books for every age. If you'd like to add books to the box, please do so, but please be careful not to overflow the box. As always, we invite you to visit the Coffeyville Public Library at 311 West 10th Street. But if you cannot do so, we hope that these neighborhood share boxes will be convenient for. Remember, take a book, leave a book, love a book, keep a book. The boxes are currently being found at these locations: North Park, which is 1st and Beach Street, Grace Park, Grace Boulevard, South Walnut, Downtown, 8th Street and Walnut Corner, at the 1st Street Soccer Fields, the 9th Street Park, and the Rec Center. Watch for more locations in the future. And also, we are hiring for a full-time young adult librarian assistant. The full-time position requires an application, cover letter, and a resume. Email us for more details at cvillepublic@gmail.com. That's cvillepublic@gmail.com, or come in and see us. And, as usual, I like to do a book review. And
yeah, I see you brought one in with you.
Yeah, one of our new books that's available. It's a large print edition, which we have several in our library. For the Agatha Christie fans, this is, it's about Agatha Christie, the First Lady of Crime, edited by H.R.F. Keating. Agatha Christie was not only the most successful author of detective stories the world has ever known, she was also a mystery herself, giving only the rarest interviews, declining absolutely to become any sort of public figure. Distinguished crime novelist H.R.F. Keating brings together a dozen noted writers to throw light on every intriguing Dame Agatha. Some essays analyze Christie's art itself. Some explain the reasons for her success. These are even funny. Together, they give insight into the life and the work of the First Lady of Crime. And this is available for you at the public library, among other new ones. Let's see. I always like to give a Shel Silverstein poem.
Okay, I love Shel Silverstein.
And so, here we go. Small as a peanut, big as a giant, we're all the same size when we turn out the light. Rich as a sultan, poor as a mite, we're all worth the same when we turn out the light. Red, black, or orange, yellow, or white, we all look the same when we turn out the light. So maybe the way to make everything right is for God to just reach out and turn off the light.
That's great. I think my favorite piece by Shel Silverstein was a poem of his that was turned into a song back in the 70s. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Sylvia Cynthia Stout would not take the garbage out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite the creative fella.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, I think that's it for this time. And remember, be kind to others.
Amen to that, young lady. We've been chatting with Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. What are the library hours, if I might ask?
The library hours are... I should know, I work there.
Yeah, you have to know when to go home.
Let's see, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
All right.